Yeah, you know what time it is? We can let down our hair, the moon is high, and we are lunatics now. It's deep into safe harbor. It's Dark 30. I'm Joshua P. Warren, and now's the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material, because this is when we kick back, down a shot of hard liquor, and try to have some fun. And I'm your creepy guide across the river Styx.
A band of a hoop!
Daddy going to give you something to drink now. I am here once again in the Asheville, North Carolina studio in the heart of the Blue Ridge Mountains. Thank you very much, guys. It is a different vibe, isn't it?
Yes.
It's live.
To know that we're not 1,500 miles apart from each other, mm-hmm. even though we still were able to transmit telepathically certain messages over the ocean. I'm in the studio with Sam the Animal Steel, my producer, right. who
fresh
actually...
tank top.
He is a very Halloween-y looking guy, because when Sam strips down and he shows off his tats, we told you he has the Bates Hotel on the right shoulder. There's a skull, a pretty scary-looking skull-like face
the
on your...
Ripper.
On your, it's the Reaper.
The Ripper.
The Ripper.
The Ripper. The Paul Peralta Ripper.
Okay.
Just ripping out of your arm.
And what does it say above him?
That's a play off of my last name.
Yeah.
And it's also a Smiths song. The Smiths song is Still Ill.
Yeah.
And it's in the font of Powell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you say Still Ill fast, it says like Steel.
Oh.
Sam Steel. Still Ill.
Genius.
Yeah.
And of course, Sam, when you strip down and you run around with your new shirt on, you kind of look like you could be a serial killer.
I think it's like Norman says. You know, we all go a little mad. I think my mask of sanity is about to slip.
Yeah, it's going to go all haywire. You're going to be at a truck stop killing somebody.
A Chesterfield chicken.
And maybe he'll target investigator Shelley Wright.
Never.
Of Wright's coin shop.
That.
No, sir.
No.
All you need is the white van and the little... kitty cats and puppies and stuff, and you wait it in the parking lot at Wright's Coin Shop. She walks right in. You slam the door, you eat her. It's that simple.
Bam, just like that.
Do you ever get a little afraid, Shelley Wright, this time of year, that people are going to start thinking these dark thoughts thanks to shows like this one, and they're going to say, I'm going to go trick-or-treating now at Wright's Coin Shop, and I'm going to abduct Shelley.
Nope, I don't. I think mm-hmm. people are more afraid of me.
She's packing most of the time, you know.
That's what I understand. So that means you have to sneak up behind her.
I wouldn't mess with her.
So Shelley, you enjoy this ghoulish time of year, don't you?
I do. I love Halloween.
You're a Scorpio. You're very much into the festivity of the fall.
The darkness, the creepy spookiness of it.
Yeah, maybe she's a serial killer. It's a lot easier for women to get away with it than men.
I used to be friendly with a Scorpio. She was very, very into serial killers.
It is true.
It's just the study of this, of the dark nature of human beings.
So how does that apply to coin selling?
It doesn't apply at all, but we talk about lots and lots of different things at the coin shop, not just coins, but... We have a lot of people that come in and take a look at coins and talk about serial killers, politics, whatever happens to be on their mind.
Well, you know, in many places, especially around this part of the world, Halloween is often an even bigger celebration than even Thanksgiving and Christmas, because people like to dress up and a lot of merchandise is sold. But when this month is over, when October is behind us, the holiday season really officially kicks in.
It does.
And you, a lot of people want to go ahead and get a head start on that. Are you seeing that happen at Wright's Coin Shop?
I figure that I will see it just as soon as October kicks in.
Mm-hmm.
It'll be fourth quarter, and then the pressure is on, and everyone will come in.
Mm-hmm. And can you give people who have never been to Wright's Coin Shop a reason to make that decision now to walk in the door?
because we're the oldest, we're the biggest, we have everything that everybody wants, whether you want gold and silver coins or rounds or bars, or you want collector coins, or you want supplies, we have everything.
I have a question about a collector coin.
Yes?
Mardi Gras coins. Do you have the George Pappard Mardi Gras coin, where he was the Grand Marshal of Mardi Gras?
Sadly, no, Sam.
That's a bummer.
Yeah.
What a disappointment.
It's a letdown. Maybe you should get on that tomorrow.
Perhaps.
I was a big A-Team fan. I can appreciate some George Pappard. Maybe. Shelley doesn't strike me as an A-Team kind of lady.
I used to watch A-Team.
Did you?
I did.
Oh, well, you have the gun, so that's part of the influence, I guess.
I was watching that the other morning. It's on, and I was like, man, you know, for a crack commando unit, these guys are horrible shots.
They really were.
They never killed anybody.
Blowing through ammo like crazy.
So, okay, well, we always tell folks, look, tomorrow morning you could wake up and your dollar is not going to be worth anything. Stock up on gold, silver, things that have intrinsic value. And for those who have never bought any gold or silver, obviously they can go to rightscoinshop.com. They can call you guys at 828-298-5402 just to ask some questions and learn about the business. 828-298-5402. How can people find you if they're in the Asheville area?
They can see us at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road in Asheville, which is basically the same road that Biltmore Estate's on.
Now, we've talked about the fact that, you know, there are men who will show up at Wright's Coin Shop, and they'll go in there and they'll hit on you. Do you enjoy being a woman?
I do enjoy being a woman, yes.
If you could go back and redo things, would you rather be a man?
I am sure probably in another life I was.
Okay. So in that case, you've never felt like, I am so tired of men coming in here and hitting on me. I would like to take some extreme measures to prevent this. No?
I don't know.
Do you need an example of what I'm talking about?
Just say yeah, because he's itching to throw one out.
Yeah. I've got a good story here from Tampa.
Nice reverberation on that.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
That sustained.
A woman in Tampa says that she's so tired of being hit on that she decided to get a third boob. And she spent $20,000 to have a third boob surgically implanted on her chest in a twisted attempt to look less attractive to men.
Well, did you see the video?
I did see the video of this, yeah. It looks pretty real to me. What do you think?
Well, yeah, the first time I saw it, I was like, wow. And I didn't think it made her look less attractive. I was like...
People are going to naturally look more.
That's the irony here, isn't it?
Yeah.
Especially when you're running around in a bikini with your third boob.
Yeah. Maybe she would have thought this through before she spent $20,000.
She said, quote, I don't want to date anymore. And she said that she added the extra mammary complete with artificial little dressings, shall we say.
You can say nipple.
Okay. Well, there you go.
There's nothing wrong with a nipple.
An artificial nipple. No. And a tattoo to resemble an areola. Is that? Oh, look at it. Look, Shelley, there's a picture of it. Maybe we'll get that at speakingofstrange.com.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she didn't mean to, you know, draw any more attention to herself in her hot pants, too.
Well, I wanted to know where she got the bikini top. Like
that. Yeah, that's a very good question.
It says here that it's already a Halloween costume.
Maybe that's what she's doing. She's promoting a costume. Well, so now... Did you guys, I'm sure, do you remember somewhere in the recesses of your brain, what was the movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger?
Total Recall.
Yeah. Wasn't there like a woman in that movie with three boobs?
Yeah, on Mars.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, it was oddly titillating.
Yeah. So, triple nipple, Shelley, yes or no?
No.
You're not for that. And Sam, you say that would...
I say yes, but I'd prefer it to be a B cup.
What do you think she's toting there?
It's a C. That's a solid C. Shelley, what is that?
That's probably a C. Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, she's out there. And also it says here that there is a possible reality show here in the works with MTV.
Well,
Oh, yeah. Let's just call more attention to someone who wants to drop out of society.
Well, the epilogue to this is, turns out the whole thing was a hoax. You could say that she made boobs out of all of us.
So, has it been confirmed that this is a hoax?
This is off a very reputable site, E! Online. Apparently, her third breast was nothing more than a very expensive prosthetic.
Well, you know, here's how I feel about this. Regardless of if this story is true or false, this is just pure Florida, isn't it? That even if it's false,
typical Florida.
That somebody in Florida would do this, would think this up.
It's classic, Tammy.
Oh, well. Well, you know, I bet you now there are going to be plenty of people at Halloween parties who look like her.
Hey, what do you think about if the shoe was on the other foot, so to speak, and a guy had two things.
Or three.
Legs. Yeah.
I'm amazed they haven't tried to do that already. I mean, really, is one enough for you guys?
Well, it depends on what the lady's got, I guess.
If there's three boobs, then, I mean, that creates two. I mean, I'm not good at math. I don't really want to get into all that.
Yeah, I think we've gone as far as we can down this hole. Down this rabbit hole. Okay, how about a story from Australia?
All right.
This guy was naked, running around, wielding a stick, smashing windows, and trying to steal cars. Before finally, some of the victims, they hogtied him and beat him up. and the guy was 26 years old, and they say that he was fully clothed, and then he just started stripping down and flipping out. And what really ticked everybody off was when they say he opened one car and then jerked a woman out by the hair. And was kind of like ripping at her clothes as well. And that's when, like, all these people just attacked him.
As well they should. Good going for the Australians.
Yeah. Hogtied him and kicked him in the butt and told him what a dummy he is.
I saw a picture of that.
That's not a knife. It's a knife.
I approve.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to take a break. When we come back, you know, you have to report these things when there's a story about somebody who does something really nasty to the food that you eat when you go out at a restaurant.
You're fond of those.
Yeah, and so I'm going to tell you the latest one. I even have a similar story later on that's so bad, I don't even know how I'm going to read it. But this one will whet your appetite. It's about, well, what happened in Texas at a pizzeria. This is the hour when we talk about some of the more outrageous and controversial stuff, often more sordid and seedy. It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. And, yes, there's more to come on Speaking of Strange.
Like a dead man from a white oak tree, people sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night, it's a dark night. Stranger moving in.
It's the Dark 30 Hour. I'm your host, Joshua P. Warren. This is the time you should turn off the radio if you don't want to potentially hear some outrageous material. Often some of the more sordid and seedy stuff that's in the news.
Sordid.
Don't blame us. We're just here to pass it along and promote it to the world. That's what the Dark 30 Hour is about. Safe harbor. Not for the kiddies. Not for the easily offended. Nobody does it like we do. And, you know, it's Halloween time. So if you've never been to the section of my website called World's Wildest Ghost Photos, you need to do this. It's free. It's about 7 pages. And I have seen thousands of ghost photos just about every year for years. And I picked what I thought were some of the very best, the clearest, the most credible, and put them all together. Go to joshuapwarren.com. There's no period after the P. And scroll down on joshuapwarren.com to the section called World's Wildest Ghost Photos. You'll find all kinds of other interesting stuff there, including a link to the Sunshine Simple Solar Generator for the home. Go to the site and just watch the video because it's starting to get cold, and we know what that means. You don't want to, you know, you don't want to take chances with weather. I like to eat out a lot. Do you, Shelley?
Oh, yes.
Sam, are you an eater-outer?
I'm a big fan of eating out.
Okay. And so it's always a bit, you know, unfortunate when you come across a story about something nasty that's happened at a restaurant because you think to yourself, who knows the things that I've eaten in my life, right? And again, later I have a story that is so nasty, I've got to be very, very careful about how I read it even during the Dark 30 Hour, but this will be our icebreaker. This comes from Texas, and there is a well-known pizza franchise there. I do not want to give the name out because, you know, I don't want to be held responsible for people's opinions of this pizza place. You can find it easily enough yourself online. But amazingly enough, a customer came into the pizza place and clearly caught the 18-year-old employee there in the act of rubbing his... Sam, you know, you're my producer. How detailed can this description go?
You're a smart cook. Genitalia?
Let's put it this way. Okay, we'll say genitalia.
Yeah.
We could say ding-a-ling or man part, or even though it's more like the family jewels in this particular case.
Not necessarily.
Well,
I mean, they're involved.
Well, in the story, it specifically says his no.
He's putting that. So he's not doing that, but he's doing that.
There you go.
Okay.
And so the the customer said to him, quote, "How old are you?"
Like that matters. Is that germane at this point?
And he says 18. And the customer says, "So you're old enough to know better than to put your blank on someone's pizza." And the guy said, "Yeah, man, I'm really sorry. That was stupid.
My bad."
So the employee said that he was upset that an order had come in just before closing time. And this caused him to do this. This was his reaction. He admitted to police that he'd probably have gone through and fulfilled the order with the tainted pizza if he had not been caught in the act.
He tainted pizza.
That should just be on the menu for now, tainted pizza. And... maybe that's, I don't know, some kind of old Italian tradition that we don't know about. Of how.
May I share a personal anecdote very quickly?
Please.
Now, remember a couple of weeks ago we had Vance on?
Yes.
Vance took my place at Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
And I was a pizza guy for a long time. Never did I put my blank in anybody's blank. But we had, during the daytime, if you work the day shift, and I'm not going to say what apartment, 7C wherever, but she would call every day and order the same thing. And then, like clockwork, before you could even get back to the store, she would have called and complained that something was wrong, so you'd have to bring her out a free new one.
Mm-hmm.
Never give you a tip, never be nice, don't let them.
Mm-hmm.
So everybody dreaded that run. But you had to take it, you know. Somebody got stuck with it. Well, one day I answer the phone. I take the order. I go proceed to make the pizza. I then cut the pizza out of the oven. I put it in the bag. I deliver the pizza. So I was involved at every step of the way. So she calls before I get back, and she said that she found some reproductive fluid in her pizza.
Wow.
As well as some short and curlies.
Mm-hmm.
And now my defense was, A, I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And B, I was like, look at the mileage, like where we're at here on Sweeten Creek down to here. Physically, I just can't even do that. I'm driving. I got a stick shift. I'm trying to, like, you know, negotiate traffic and whatnot. I can't.
Look at the clock, lady. Yeah.
And that was, like, my main defense. I was like, Judge Wapner, I can't do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I can
we can hire experts to try to reproduce that scenario.
It's
with
like the
Oswald
Warren Commission.
And, and the window at the where the book depository.
Back and to the left.
So how big of a deal did this become?
It was a big laugh because everybody knew that, you know.
She was a wacko.
Or that I was the wacko.
Somebody could be a
wacko.
Somebody
was wacko
in this situation.
But yeah, I mean, it was like I didn't do it, and but it really perturbed me because it's like you know, if she was a good tipper or something, but it's like you're gonna say like that I did that.
Yeah,
that's a pretty severe accusation.
Oh, big time! That could ruin your life.
You get criminal charges for that.
Yeah, that could taint you for the rest of your life. Wow. Well, I'm glad that we know that you're not that kind of guy now.
Oh.
You can make me a pizza anytime.
I mean, for the right price, I could be that kind of guy.
Well, this guy, he has been charged with tampering with a consumer product. He was released on a $10,000 bail.
Did Ralph Nader charge him?
Yeah, really. So they say that it, you know, this kind of thing happens. There was recently a well-known sandwich shop. You may remember this, and there were reports that a guy working there had put his you-know-what into the sandwich bread, and then he posted photos of this.
His bologna pony?
That's exactly what it was, on Instagram. Now, you see, that's the difference nowadays. It's like, maybe you'll never know if this happened, but we got guys out there who will document it and say, look at this, and that's cool, right? And people are just like, is this real? Those guys are so stupid, they deserve to be behind bars.
I mean, not there's anything wrong with taking a selfie, but don't incriminate yourself.
Oh, goodness. Okay, well, how about this one?
How about it?
Let's go back to Satan for a bit. This is about Vancouver. There is a controversy because apparently there used to be a big pedestal in the middle of a well-known section of town there that had a statue of Christopher Columbus there. And that statue was moved about 10 years ago, leaving an empty pedestal. Well, recently, townspeople emerged one morning to find that there was a new statue that had been put on the pedestal, a 9-foot-tall statue of the devil, complete with red skin, a pointed tail and horns atop his head. He's holding up one hand in a devil horn salute familiar to the heavy metal fans of the world, but the big controversy was his gigantic erect. I've crossed my news stories here. Erect phallus. Quite a graphic display. Let's take a break, and then we'll dig even more deeply into whether or not this should be acceptable.
More on Iraq phalluses.
Iraq?
Right.
I think ISIS has something to do with this. I'm Joshua P. Warren. It's the Dark 30 Hour on Speaking of Strange.
Thank you. touch of your lips, dear, but much more for the touch of your whips, dear. You can raise welts like nobody else as we dance to the masochism tango. Say our love is a flame, not an ember. Say it's me that you want to dismember. Blacken my eye, set fire to my tie as we dance to the masochism tango. At your command, before you here I stand. My heart is in my hand, yes. It's here that I must be. My heart entreats, just hear those savage beats, and go put on your cleats, and come and trample me. Your heart is hard as stone or mahogany, that's why I'm in such exquisite agony. My soul is on fire, it's aflame with desire, which is why I perspire when we tango. You caught my nose in your left castanet, love. I can feel the pain yet, love, every time I hear drums. And I envy the rose that you held in your teeth, love, with the thorns underneath, love, sticking into your gums. Your eyes cast a spell that bewitches. The last time I needed 20 stitches to sew up the gash you made with your lash as we dance to the masochism tango.
And welcome back to Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am Joshua P. Warren. And remember, you can go to speakingofstrange.com for all kinds of interesting links to interesting things, as well as Wright's Coin Shop, the place where your money becomes more money. And fortunately, they don't even have any way of doing anything nasty to your products, we've discovered. They don't sell any edibles there. Maybe, Shelly, you know, you can dip the money in something gross from time to time, but it's washable. But Shelly might just be the type of chick who just come out and pour some gas tank in your car. That might listen to me, some salt in the gas tank of your car. I'm losing it, guys. I'm too tired. I have too much going on.
Aw.
Yeah. Hmm. I came thousands of miles back.
And I would walk.
Pour some sugar in the gas tank. So here we go. Naked Satan statue has the locals asking, what the hell? So the thing is, yeah, it has a gigantic male member.
A trident.
You could call it that, yeah. And so right now it has been removed by city officials, but a man there has started a petition saying he wants them to give it to him because he owns an auditorium. Sounds a bit familiar, doesn't it? And then there are other people who are petitioning saying, come on, just put it back up. This is part of our freedom of expression, and also you're restricting our sexuality.
I don't think that holds up. But
well, speaking of giant members, here's another story. A 50-year-old mom and two teenagers are the prime suspects in a vandalism case that's tainted a football field in Michigan. Police have accused the trio of using grass killer to burn a 100-yard-long image of a giant phallus into the turf, disrupting the high schools there. They call them the Kicking Mules schedule, and causing conflict and damage there. The landscaper, who is the boss of the Moss, says, you know, this may seem like a humorous subject, but this is no misdemeanor. It's a felony. They left a very appropriate, disgusting symbol, and they will be prosecuted to the full extent of the law.
Full extends of the law.
Everybody's into giant phalluses this week.
I mean, they're all bandwagoners. I've been into giant phalluses for years.
You were ahead of the curve.
Yeah.
Okay, here's a story about a strange battle that went down in Utah. Police there say that two women who are both polygamists dressed like ninjas and attacked a man. Now, it says they were not only dressed like ninjas, but they had various ninja-like weaponry. This raised such a commotion, another man entered the scene to defend the first man, and the second man was wielding a sword. So this whole thing was just some kind of a bizarro, as they call it, polyandrous marriage that went wrong. And it said that these women, I mean, they had knives and stun guns and all kinds of things when they decided to dress up and attack one of the men.
A real ninja would never use a stun gun.
Yeah, well, I don't know. And, a real ninja would probably never need to use a stun gun.
Oh.
You would never see a real ninja.
Chuck Norris never used a stun. He had a, you know, a star.
Mm-hmm. A throwing star.
The stick. What is it called? Not the staff. The, you know what I'm talking about.
Nunchucks?
Not the nunchucks. The long rod.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a staff of some kind. Mm-hmm. Okay, here's a story from, well, it took place in the air on a cross-country flight from Boston to Los Angeles. The plane had to make an unscheduled landing because one of the masturbating customers refused to stop.
Did you say one of?
Yeah. There's more than one?
We don't know how many flew under the radar. the 26-year-old man was removed from the Virgin Airlines flight he was on. They said it was a medical emergency, but everybody said it was pretty clear what was going on here. The man appeared somewhat incoherent, and it says he was running up and down the aisle of the plane, masturbating, and at one point even tried to open an exit door while they were in the air. A witness says, quote, "We were sitting in the front row and were both a little concerned and watching what's happening. When he came out of the bathroom, he sat back down. He was arguing with the woman next to him. He got back up, told the attendant he wanted her to move, and at that point, they wanted to page to see if there was a doctor on board. So, anyway, this just became, you know, totally illogical and weird, and so when he started really, you know, whipping it, that was when the flight was brought to an end.
Actually grounded the plane?
Yeah, they sure had. They did an unscheduled landing they made in Omaha, Nebraska. Because this guy would not settle down.
Them boys are whacking in my tool shed.
Have you ever been on an airplane and had any kind of like weirdo incident like that happen, Sam?
I've been that weirdo.
Mm.
But on a train.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no,
let's hear it.
Nothing like of that nature. They don't really go over that in the instructions, like where they're doing the seatbelt thing, like what to do when a guy comes running out of the lavatory.
Right.
Whacking it, running towards the exit.
It has always seemed really disgusting and dangerous to do anything like that on an airplane. And, you know, I'm not sure if technically this is possible, but it seems like it could be. Even if you were to, goodness forbid, have to sit down on an airplane toilet and there was some crack that emerged in the plumbing connecting the inside of the plane to the outside environment, it seems like a very powerful suction could immediately develop, seal your buttocks to the seat, and then completely
drain,
disembowel you. Yeah.
They did that on Mythbusters, but that was more of a flush issue.
Mm-hmm.
I think if like there was a crack exposing the different ratios of cabin pressure,
mm-hmm.
it would do more than just disembowel. It would, like, disembowel half the plane. I mean, it would be, create a huge vacuum that would just suck out more than your innards.
I am never going to the bathroom on a plane again.
Even Stephen Hawking would say, This is a powerful vacuum. It will warp space-time when you're
the God's particle.
It's more than just your behind.
I'm 6 foot six. I can't. I don't go to the bathroom on planes. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I can't stand up.
Yeah. It's hard. It's hard. You only do it if you absolutely. I don't ever sit down, obviously, but.
Obviously. Oh. You said that like so, like.
I don't want to be disemboweled.
You're a science, a man of science. You know that's not going to happen.
And leave an empty hole there.
It's like an episode of Fringe.
Yeah. Or a Phil Collins song. I'm just an empty space. So.
Well, that just went off the track.
Yeah. Well, yeah, airplanes, they are.
I'm over it, man. I don't even want to travel anymore. I love traveling, but I've taken trains now more recently.
Where are you taking a train to and from?
I've taken a train from Greenville and from Salisbury all the way up to New York City.
Mm-hmm. And how long did that trip take?
1 hour longer than the car. Yeah. So 13 hours. You get a recliner. Mm-hmm. You get a power outlet. You can stretch my 6'6". I can stretch all the way out. They got food. Interesting people to talk to. People riding the rails. Hobos making hobo chili.
Have you ever been there and suddenly it turned into a murder mystery?
Interesting things happen. Not that, no.
Darn.
Murder on the Orient Express.
Yeah, it could have been an Agatha Christie episode. Okay, we're going to take a break. When we come back, I have three stories I've saved for the end of the show. I don't know if I'm going to read all three of them, but I do have two of them here that I'm going to share with you, and one of them fits so well into one of the topics we've discussed that I think Sam is becoming more and more
handsome.
Precognitive. Yeah, I think you have a sense for where this is going. It's the sordid and seedy stuff. That's why we save it for late at night, and we call it the Dark 30 Hour. I'm Joshua P. Warren. This is Speaking of Strange. And welcome back to the final minutes of tonight's Speaking of Strange, the Dark 30 Hour. I am your host, Joshua P. Warren. And keep in mind now, the stories that we read during the Dark 30 Hour, we say for late at night, because they are the more outrageous and controversial stuff. They're more sordid and seedy, not for the easily offended, not for kids. So bear that in mind, and you can determine whether or not you want to stick around and listen to any of this stuff. Also, remember now, the rest of the month, we're going to do our best to provide some a little bit more seasonal Halloween-themed stuff for you. But it is possible that we'll get preempted for a ball game here or there. I don't think that happens usually so much in October. Seems like we usually get to do most of the shows. And this year, Halloween is going to fall on a Friday night. So that kind of cuts out one of our Halloween shows, because we don't want to do a Halloween show that's going to air the night after Halloween. Everybody's just, like, drunk and fed up at that point, hungover.
Strong.
All right, so remember now, go to speakingofstrange.com to stay informed. If you go there, you'll find a link to Wright's Coin Shop, and be sure to write down the number to Wright's Coin Shop so you can call and talk to Shelley Wright yourself, 828-298-5402. That's 828-298-5402. And you can also find them if you are in the Asheville area at 1271 Sweeten Creek Road. There's a map and all kinds of stuff there to make it easy for you. So people might be able to pop up and do some trick-or-treating there this year, huh, Shelley?
Does this mean I have to buy candy?
Well, possibly. Here's a story about gummy penises. Have you ever heard of that before?
Probably.
They sell them at the store in the mall. I mean, you know, the adult novelties. You know.
Is that right?
Yeah, you can get them at the gift store.
Well, apparently this really struck people wrong in New Zealand. They were very upset after packages of these fruit snacks began appearing there. For some reason, one of the fathers there told the media that this was outrageous. The gummies were made in China, but they're not considered offensive in China. He says, "I don't find anything amusing about this. I find it disgusting." He says, I look and my 7-year-old daughter has a handful of these, and I'm ready to kill someone right then and there. And the managing director of sales, the candy seller who imported these things, he is Dutch. And the Dutch people are always talking about how open-minded they are.
Very open.
Rob from Holland is always, you Americans, you do not understand. So anyway, this Dutch guy says, it's very hard for me to understand why everyone is so upset. He said that that retrieving these bags now would cost thousands and thousands of dollars. And he said that nobody in his country would ever be upset, and that everybody would at least see the humor in it. And the story does point out here that novelty gummies like this are available for sale in the U.S. through major vendors like Amazon, but are not sold as kids' candies in any store. So that seemed to be the difference there. So if you're looking for something to hand out to your clientele.
Yeah, I've seen a story very similar to that, and then, like, they'd gotten out in the kids' lunch or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I could see how that would perturb.
Mm-hmm.
I can also see the humor.
So, okay, here, I'll just go ahead and jump to this story you know, these are the stories that I kind of dread, because they make you cringe when you read them, and I have to read this sort of thing very carefully. It's from New Brighton, Minnesota. And this is something that takes place at an office. A woman who works in the office said that she started having suspicions that something was up when she started visiting her desk and finding various fluids around the desk, or what appeared to be fluids of some kind that she couldn't explain. And she said there was a co-worker there who at times would walk up to her with his pants unzipped and say, "Hey, would you like a raise?" This could be a red flag, ladies.
Crazy Larry.
And then at one point, she goes up to her desk, and she said he kind of had his midsection around the desk, and he looked like a deer in headlights, and he got out of there real fast. And she said that the terrible reality set in. She said that for months, for the past 6 months, her coffee had been tasting really weird. And finally, cops got involved, and he admitted everything. He said that he liked her a lot and that she didn't seem attracted to him. So for the past 6 months, he had thought that if he could introduce his essence slowly into her life, maybe magically things would change. And, well, things did change. She says, I can't believe I've been, you know, in this position for 6 months, and now I'm going to vomit for the next 6 months, and this guy is hopefully going to jail. And I think that's going to do it.
Crazy Larry.
For this edition of the show, I thank Brian Hall, Sam Still, John Anderson, Mobius, and Kuka. This is Speaking of Strange, where the unusual becomes usual. Till next time, we will be at speakingofstrange.com. Sign up for the free e-newsletter and Twitter, and tune in next week for a brand new one. You are commanded! Oh.